we've done it every year. It wasn't like, oh, we've never done it. No, just I said, I want us to make sure this year we are to really understand when the Lord moves in a class. Because in that environment, I was doing school long enough, you just get so caught up. You know, you're teaching the class, checking this paper, meeting with students. You're just doing normal life. And sometimes we turn off our ability, our awareness of what the Lord is doing. And so what I wanted to do with this last school year, I told our staff, I said, I want you to get really good at doing what you're supposed to do, but also recognizing if the Lord shows up, make sure you respond. I said, for some of you, you're going to be on your laptop, and the Lord's going to show up, and I want you to recognize it. So just shut your laptop. Sometimes it requires just a moment. Sometimes it requires us to get up and do something, lay on the ground, or just respond in some way. I was wanting to teach us to cultivate an awareness of when the Lord shows up. And so I remember as we got into the school year, you know, the first month is just, you know, just all out blast. But once we get into our routine, or day in, day out, we're just, you know, we're in the groove of school. And it was fun for me especially. You know, I'd be in the back of class, and I have my spot and my table, and I'm just sitting there, and we're all, you know, somebody's teaching, we're all busy doing our stuff. And it was fun for me to look around, and I see one of our interns or one of our staff. They'd be sitting there just working away, and I could tell. Sometimes I would feel it personally, but sometimes I didn't. And I would look over, and I would see one of them shut their laptop or put their pencil down or just quiet down for a moment. And I would watch them, and sometimes they would get on the ground, and I knew, all right, the Lord just showed up. I didn't recognize it, but they did. And so I would respond with them. And other times, I remember we would just sit there, and it was fun, because sometimes it was almost like on cue. Four or five of us would stand up from our table, and it was like we knew something had come in the room. And we would get up, and sometimes we would pray for students, or we would just respond to what the Lord is doing in that moment. Why am I sharing that with you? We have to learn how to recognize when the Lord is moving. If you can't do it in that moment, it's going to be really hard when there's a massive transition season. I'm giving you a simple baby step that I believe is a step toward understanding when the Lord shifts an entire season from it's all about war to it's about peace now. No, it's all about war because we built an entire ecosystem culture around fighting and playing, not fighting and playing, but fighting and planning more wars. Our budget, our life, our thinking, our livelihood, our future is geared around having more war. When the Lord said, all right, no more war, it's about peace. We're like, no, it's over. This is what it's about. We have to learn, okay, it's no longer war. And we have to learn how to adjust and change our structure, our direction to what the Lord is doing over here.